Temperatures bottomed out around midnight near 10 above and have been rising through the teens and into the 20s ever since, where temperatures will reach up into the middle to upper 30s for afternoon highs. Most of the rest of the region will at least reach the lower and into the middle 30s by late day today. It'll be dry this evening if you have plans later on, although another system right on the heels of this one will come in for the weekend. Overnight tonight, temperatures will drop back down toward 30 and then climb during the late night and early morning hours. A storm system emerging out of the deep south will pick up a batch of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico and also some milder air as it heads in our direction. So temperatures will continue to climb late tonight and through the day tomorrow up into the 40s and lower 50s on average by later on in the day. Clouds will thicken and showers will break out late tonight and will be with us for the day tomorrow. At times, a steadier and heavy rain is possible, and with the milder air flowing over the deep cold snowpack, areas of dense fog are possible as well. With the soaking rain and the hard ground, we'll have lots of runoff tomorrow along with the melting snow. So flooding is a concern, and most of the region is under a flood watch for tomorrow afternoon through the middle part of the day on Sunday. The rain will wind down Saturday night, and it'll be dry on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, a touch cooler but still well above average with a westerly breeze, temperatures in the lower 40s. A good-looking day on Monday with high pressure in control. We'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine and mild air with highs back into the middle 40s. Another system will make an approach on Tuesday. Temperatures are a little iffy right now, so a chance of rain or snow with highs near 40 and breezy and colder weather settling in for the middle part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a freezing rain advisory is out for parts of the Mid-Atlantic region, including Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. While precipitation will be on the light side, a light glazing of ice may cause some travel difficulties across these areas. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are out for parts of the Colorado Rockies and the Wasatch of Utah. Additional snow accumulations of 4 to 8 inches will bring storm total accumulations of up to 18 inches in some locations. And high wind watches and warnings have been issued for parts of the Northern Rockies, the mountains of the Pacific Northwest, and the Sierra Nevada mountains. Winds over the weekend at times could reach as high as 70 miles per hour. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Krakow, Poland, at 12 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Marte, Brazil, at 4 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 9 above 0, with a west wind at 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light snow and 24 degrees, the dew point 18, 77% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer is at 30.46 inches, and it is currently falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 79 degrees at Miami, Naples, and West Kendall, Florida, to a low of 35 below zero at Brimson, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mixed precipitation and rain showers in the lower 40s, Boston, snow and rain in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with flurries and highs right around 40 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 27 degrees, the low 10, the average temperature 19, that's 3 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snowfall yesterday in Albany for the month, 9.5 inches, which is 4.5 inches above normal, and 31.6 inches for the season, which is 10.1 inches of snow above normal. There were 46 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 468, and 2,992 for the season, which is 79 above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 53, set in 1939, and the record low, 13 below zero, in 1968. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:41 p.m., 9 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Light snow this morning, then mostly cloudy and milder this afternoon with highs in the lower 30s. Cloudy tonight with a little light sleet or freezing rain, perhaps some plain rain by morning with lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Light snow this morning, then rain showers this afternoon with highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy tonight with rain showers by morning, lows in the middle 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, light snow this morning, then mostly cloudy and milder this afternoon with highs in the middle 30s. Cloudy tonight with some light sleet or freezing rain, perhaps some rain by morning with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, light snow this morning, then rain showers this afternoon with highs in the middle 30s. Cloudy tonight with rain showers by morning and lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Light snow this morning, then mostly cloudy and milder this afternoon, highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy tonight with rain showers by morning, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, mild, locally dense fog with rain, heavy at times, highs in the lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, somewhat cooler Sunday, lower 40s. Sunshine on Monday giving way to some clouds, mid-40s. A chance of rain or snow Tuesday around 40. And 30s with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.